Yes, hi, Randy. It's Naftali from Family First Care. Yes, hi. I'm just checking in to see. Ralph had the first assessment scheduled on the 23rd. Did he have it? He had the assessment?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. How was it?
Everything seemed pretty good. He said that he was going to call us in about a week or two and do the other assessments.
Right. So did you hear back already from them, or they're supposed to call the patient or you?
He's supposed to call me or the patient. Don't make a difference.
So it's not scheduled yet. Okay.
No.
Now, one more thing.
You got the number on the schedule.
Do you want to call in for them?
Yeah, if you text me their number.
Okay, I'll text
you
the number.
Well, the second assessment, right?
Yeah, the second assessment. That's going to be a functional assessment. Okay, I'll text you in the number of the AAA, the aging agency.
Okay.
One more thing.
That's
about
PCA, the PCA, right?
PCA, correct, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there's one more thing about the PCP form. As I told you, the patient refused the telehealth appointment with our New York doctor. The question is if you would want the patient to go to the doctor and sign it over there, or do you want the telehealth to do it over the phone to sign?
Do what over there?
Sign the PCP form. It states that the patient needs service, the patient needs care. So they need to ask from a doctor sign. So we have our telehealth doctor that can call you. They tried to call Ralph, but Ralph refused it. He said his own doctor will whatever will do it.
Okay, text me the number, and as soon as I get over there, I have him call.
Okay, perfect. Try to reach the expenses because I'm not sure. Okay, I'll text you both numbers. There, the PCA and the telehealth doctor.
Okay,
thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Welcome.
Bye.